You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for joining us at The Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
Today we have two very special guests. Ray Clanton from Miami, Florida, who is an actress and a photographer, morely, and a model, and a international bon vivant, in my words. And her father, David Clanton, who is just some dude that I know from Miami from years ago. What's up, Four Eyes?
I'm fine, and you?
Ray, hey, I'm going to continue to call you Rachel, so I'm going to stick to Ray.
No, she's not going to like that.
She likes that.
How are you both doing?
Good. Dad, are you doing your nails?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I'm done now.
Okay, cool. We're filming.
Live.
Have you got the good side of me? Because I can't really tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a long process of trying to explain how this dude and I are like brothers. Because he hasn't changed a bit. And you, Ray, I was watching this video from like 2013 of your dad and you singing some, I wrote a note here.
Is it the Katy Perry song?
Jamming to country. Wait, that's your mom. Lovely mom. Jamming to country music with my mom. Hashtag white people. Hashtag we love our country music.
I did not use those hashtags.
It was Katy Perry with your dad. And you guys were saying your dad knew all. He was like, boom, 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 boom. And I was like,
oh, yeah. No, that's my dad. Sing the song for them.
Oh, my God. I don't. No.
The Katy Perry one. You love that one.
Yeah, I know. But we have to get going and do it like 8 times. And then I get it, you know?
Yeah, okay. It's a thing, though. It's like
I love it. We had a lot of fun. We do stuff like that all the time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at some of the stuff that Ray is on your Instagram, you know, old videos and stuff. And it's so evident that you and Abby and Luke got your good looks from a combination of your mom and dad. But the common sense all comes from.
But why are you going to do this? Why are you doing this right now?
He didn't finish his sentence, Dad. You didn't know
where he was going. No, but I know where he's going with it.
You're assuming. But he's correct, yeah. From my mom.
You know what happens when you assume that it makes an ass of you and me.
You know what? My battery's going dead on my phone. I can't wait till it shuts off.
You know, I don't even know if he's kidding.
No, I got it. I've got 2%. I'm plugging it in. Okay, we're back in.
What we're going to do first is we're going to give everybody a little background on your father and I, and then we're going to go into what you are doing, because that's the most interesting part, about you and your sister and your brother and your mom, who are just incredible people. And I wanted to talk to your dad before we went on the air, because I wanted to ask him if it was okay to talk about, to mention certain stories, because David and I had a lot of fun together as punk ass. I'll sum it up like this. We both lived in Nashville, Tennessee. David had just moved there. We worked at this restaurant called Spats, for our listeners, I remember.
All-time good time, good food and drink place.
And they opened up at the Galleria Mall, which now I find they're shooting in Fort Lauderdale. It's kind of a dump. But there's so much. I don't want to.
It's hard to believe that air is a dump now. I can't. Is it for real?
The mall is a dump, is what people, the hotel where I work.
Oh, wow. What a classy place that was.
Yeah, gee. It was. 40 years ago.
Yeah. It was like your nobody unless you stopped there.
Your dad had a firing, a yellow Triumph Spitfire.
Yes.
And I had my big Oldsmobile 98 coupe. And we packed our shit like the Beverly Hillbillies, and we moved to Fort Lauderdale. And we went through a whole lot, you know, our beautiful apartment in that high rise on Biscayne Bay.
Yeah, you're missing out.
We should have done this first, because I'm starting to laugh at all.
Okay, but you're missing out on the most fantastic part of that whole thing right there. Let me just back it up, reel it in a little bit. What set our whole future, I think, for being in Florida was when we were headed to where we thought we were going to go get our apartment, we took the wrong turn. You didn't really go that direction. So I'm going to, so we went down the street and we're going, oh my God, high rise boom. And they're all on one side. It's right on the water. It's like, oh geez, man, we definitely made the wrong turn. Another high rise, and then another high rise. And it was set in foreclosure.
The first place we went to, ladies and gentlemen, was Carmel on the Hammock, whatever that means. And it was a high-rise complex, but it was somewhere in where all the mosquitoes are and such. And we had to go to a bank and get a cashier's check because that's what people did back then. And you were what? You were like 24 and I was 21 or something like that. We were punk-ass kids. But we were, you know, we were together and, you know, we were going to make this work. And when we went to the bank to get the check on the way back, we got lost. And we found that at that time, 135th and Biscayne, 135th Street was beautiful. And we drove down and the Waterside Tower, 1248.
That's it.
Yeah. 1248. And you know what? You're the one that charmed me because that woman, and I will not, she was kind of like this New York kind of lady who just didn't
100%.
Care.
100%.
And your dad was like, hey, listen, you know, what happened was it was a condo that they needed, they were not in foreclosure, but they were bankruptcy, like the same thing, I guess, right? And they needed to sublet a few units to pay escrow fees. And here comes, because at the time I was much younger and thinner and tan and had all my hair, and your dad hasn't changed a bit, except now he's a four eyes. Yeah, you're a little, we stormed into the Waterside Tower. It was great. Apartment 312.
You have really good memory.
Oh my God, I didn't remember that. That was good. 312?
Remember how we got busted for, we would run, we'd get out of the elevator where I saw my first palmetto bug. And we get to the elevator into the hall, and then your dad would go, go, and we'd race and run. Blah, 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 and we'd, like, you know, it's 3-4 in the morning. Blah, 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 blah. And they could send us a polite letter because there was no email back then that said, y'all stop running so fast. And stop doing laundry at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they have meetings.
At any rate, let's talk about your daughter and your other daughter and your boy and your wife, the Clanton family. It's so neat. Because I there's so much stuff I want to say, but I can't do it in front of you and your mom and your brother and sister, right?
Well, I heard a story recently that Dad told me about you two. Dad, you said it was one of the best days of your life. Do you remember?
Oh.
You probably can't talk about it.
That's why I attempted to ask if it was okay to talk about that.
It's something about the Ferris wheel.
This is something else.
Oh, okay. So, which day was it that was the best?
It's something about you guys went to like a Ferris wheel. You guys were really happy. Really happy.
Yeah. Well, what happened was the Lord shot his son. And it was one of the best days of my friggin' life with your pop.
That was so wild.
We got thrown out of a Rolls Royce dealership. And David, I have to tell him at least the end part, you know. So we had this great day. And we get back to our fabulous apartment on the water. And you know, we went for a swim and this and that. We started at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and this is probably 7 or 8 at night. And I go in and take a shower, and I put on these remember dolphin shorts, the little silk things, you know, every guy looks sexy. And I'm sitting there and I'm in the living room, kind of kick back like this, and I'm watching TV. And the front buzzer rings, and your dad answers the phone, and he goes, hey, Bob, Bobby, your dad and my Aunt Mildred are the only two people that can call me Bobby in this whole world. And he goes, hey, Bobby, this girl that I'm seeing is gonna come up. And Ron, I'm sorry, this is just happening. And he goes, she's older. She's like 30. So I'm like, yeah, sure. So she comes up. He opens the door. And this lovely woman walks in, and they chat for a moment. And your dad comes over, and he whispers in my ear. He goes, hey, man, Did you put on some underwear or something? I didn't realize that my manhood was kind of hanging out of the side of the dolphin's place. It's just a guy thing, ladies and gentlemen. We were just hanging out, you know. And so I was like, I had laughed, and I was like, oh, sorry about that. And I got in the bed. That's it, right? So then, like 3 months later, 4 months later, I go on a job interview at the Sheraton Hotel, Rick's Bar, where your dad worked first. And it was right out of a Scarface, right? Anyway, I'm in my blue blazer and my club tie and my khaki pants, and I'm interviewing with this woman. And she's like, well, your resume is very impressive. And she goes, you certainly do look better without your balls hanging out. Just like,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
It was the same lady. I have never been so embarrassed in my life. She's like, well, you certainly, your resume is very impressive, but you sure look different without your balls hanging out. And I'm like, oh, you're so extreme.
I remember that like it was yesterday. That's so funny.
God.
I mean, it was really hanging out. We're just barely there. Oh, it was like, oh, how does he not know that? You know, I think you're doing it on purpose, to be honest.
Well, riding that Spitfire of yours was, you know what? Half the people in the world don't even know what a Triumph Spitfire was. And your yellow Spitfire that you took, we both took care of our cars because we were dudes, man. We still are. But we took care of our cars with Q-tips and Armor All and, you know, under the hood, you made sure that everything was just so, you know. And, man, my olds, when you cracked your hand or your fingers in the, when you were working out by yourself.
Yes.
You were like, I'm so glad that you took my car. Because I was always like, hey, Glenn, can I use your Triumph? He's like, no. I'm like, hey, Glenn, please go and drive your Triumph. No. He said one day, he said, yeah. So I drove it to work. And then he was working it by himself. And then he crushed his fingers and had to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, that was a tough one. It's this finger, that finger, and this finger. It got me good.
I know.
But I thought I was going to pass out. I thought it was passing out.
The point of the story, ladies and gentlemen, is that my car was an automatic transmission and his car was
not. Yeah.
So he made it to the hospital thanks to my Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Now, that was crazy. We'll come back to us later because I know people are going, you know. So, Ray.
Hey.
You're the oldest of three.
Yes.
And your beautiful mother from Georgia. Hey, wait. Hey, how's Audrey? How's your grandmother, your mom?
Mom's doing great. She's 92. She's got some pain going on, you know. She doesn't work out like she used to because my brother really doesn't push that part. And I hate it that he doesn't do that, but it is what it is on that. But she's got her mind. You can ask her anything and boom, right there.
She FaceTimes me. Like, I think she's better with technology than you, Dad, sometimes, honestly. Like, randomly, I'll just get a face call or FaceTime from Grandma.
She does it.
In the family home, or is she? Because I know that was it was a pretty big ranch farm, right?
In North Carolina.
In North Carolina. What was it? Don't tell me the name of the town. Okay, tell me.
Boomer.
And the furniture people lived across the road from the
Broyhill Furniture.
That was when things were made in America.
Yeah, the niece lived across the street. They had
beautiful.
They had as far as you could see land with either cows or apples or peaches, and that's what they did. You know, with the furniture, so that was pretty good. And we had 168 acres. And I wish we'd have kept that. I was in the military, and I'm not too sure there was some decisions made, and I wasn't there to put my two cents in. Next thing I know, we didn't have it no more, and I really didn't. I wasn't a big fan of that. I wish we could have kept the home front. That would have been cool.
I hate the expression. It is what it is, but sometimes it is what it is. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
No way to go back and change it.
No.
You know,
I was going to talk about the time you came to Dee's house. Oh, that party that we went to. But your mom, your dad bought your mom that white Cadillac sedan with the red interior.
Oh my God!
What party is this?
National to visit. I'm sorry, Ray and Rhonda. And Luke and Abby, I'm sorry about memory late. But yeah, that big white Cadillac that your mom had. But what was the first thing too? Was oh my god, so much trouble we got into, dude.
Oh, you're not gonna tell about the party?
Please, David, tell us about the party.
Okay, well, it was great, and we weren't doing any kind of drugs or anything because we were good boys, and I mean, we may have stumbled on something. We didn't know what it was. So, you know, we got rid of it slowly. But we got rid of it. And then, so we're at the, we're at my brother's party. And I'm telling you, the house, the apartment, is a pretty good size apartment, probably 2,000 square feet at least. And it was packed from wall to wall with people. And it was, you know, my brother's deaf. So, when we open the door, I mean, coming up, I'm knocking. I don't hear anything going on, but I'm thinking this is where the party is. So somebody opens the door. I mean, so much action was going on, but everybody was sign language.
These people were young and beautiful and dressed.
Oh, they were sign language. And you'd hear the occasional, those laughs, you know. And it was incredible to see that much stuff going on, and you could hear a pin drop at times, and everybody was having the best time of their life. Oh, it was one of those kind of parties. And so me and Bob, we well, you know what it is.
We were kicking back on the sofa like this.
Yeah.
And you said, if I may, you go, "Hey Bob, isn't it wild that we're at this party with all these people and nobody can hear a word we're saying?" And I started laughing and you started laughing. And then this big, like, biker dude who holds the cold beer, he leans over and he goes, "Some of us have partial hearing." And your dad and I were like, "Whoop." And this is with all due respect to our friends, your brother, and our friends who are deaf and non-speaking. Anybody can get, this is just a funny time. Dude, it was hilarious.
That was down at by the falls, right? That was by the falls.
Yeah, South Miami. Yeah.
On 144th, something like that.
Oh, my God.
That's a good little ways down there.
There are too many. All right, let's talk about your daughter. So what's going on with you, Perfectly Ray? Tell us about your Not A Real Podcast.
Oh, it's
hilarious.
Thank you. Yeah, so I bought mics last November for fun, just because I wanted to start interviewing people. And I interviewed Alex, who's just a nurse, when she got back from work, and we posted on TikTok, and it just blew up. I think it's almost at like 20 million views. So we've kind of been running with it.
It's awesome. Because I see them on my social media, which is limited to, I'll tell you about TikTok later with mine. But it's amazing because they're these short clips, but it's so fun. You guys, you and Alex are so crisp and clear, and it's like you are inviting everybody that's watching right into the room.
Oh, cool. I like hearing that. Thank you.
And you guys ask each other questions, but normally you're the one that's like oof.
No.
Tell us where we can find them again.
Yeah, so you can find them on Perfectly Ray on IG or TikTok. But yeah, no, I think it's interesting to watch them back because this is the first time I've been posting on social media for so long. But this is the first time that I'm posting stuff that I actually like really like, that I feel like there's personality in it. So it's cool that people are like being supportive about it because it's
And you know what's really funny, exciting. Ray? Not funny, but what's great is that it's you. It's you. It's just you and Alex. And you guys are talking about shit. I mean, things, you know. But there's no, you can tell for, it's not no scripted, you know, crapola from all these other things. And it's just, I'm so proud of you and Alex for, it's going to, you know, skyrocket as well it should.
Thank you. I wanted to get her on the podcast. So hopefully, this podcast. So hopefully she gets home so she can say hello.
Well, if not, we'll do it. We'll have her on next time.
Absolutely.
Do you have those mics that she's got, Bobby?
Not at all.
Those are little portable mini ones. The ones that I use, the Rode, they're great. They're so great.
They're unreal. They sound so professional. Big time professional.
Well, they do sound big time professional. I should give you some. Well,
That's perfectly Ray with R-A-Y, not R-E-Y. Just when you...
Yeah, I said, didn't I say R-A-Y? I mean, I
don't think you did. I don't think you did.
Well, I beg your pardon. I'm so sorry.
Just saying.
I wish I could have, like, been a fly on the wall. Actually, probably not. But, like, when you guys lived with each other and your friendship. Because I've seen you guys now, what, 30 years later as friends? And 40, you guys are, like, bickering others. 40. Oh, my God. You guys are
old. And I might add, it was me. Oh, yeah. It was me that kept that window open, not him. He didn't give a shit. He was moved to LA and fucking doing his, he was doing his stuff, making his little videos, whatever he's doing. And I'm the one who reached out, hey, you know, we're going to be coming through there as a family. You think we could see each other? And he's going, I don't know. I'm a little busy, you know, like that kind of stuff. No. And so I stayed on him, and we moved it. It was great
with your wonderful, talented family, because Luke was on a
tour. Yeah, we were heading somewhere. I think maybe we could walk with Hawaii. Like
2 miles away. Okay. Anyway, tell us about it, Dave.
I don't know. Was it Hawaii? I don't remember where we were going.
I think you were coming to LA for some reason. No. So I was already living in LA when you guys reunited, because I remember I was trying to get. Do the connect you guys. So I was already living here. So I think you and Luke came at some point for a tournament in California. And that's when you guys saw each other. So that was
walk up Rodeo Drive and that was a lovely evening.
Yeah, I had to drive us home. You got so drunk, Dad.
Listen, my motto is if you have an airbag, have another. As soon as the show's over, I'm making us a Bloody Mary.
Hey, I don't really think there's one part of that story. I don't know if you glanced over it on purpose, but the one that Rachel was trying to get you to talk about, that there was one time on the beach, we went to a carnival that was down the beach and we walked to it. Remember what we were doing at that point?
No. I remember that I kicked her ass at Kadima, which was the paddleball game. I kicked her ass. And I remember when I came down to visit and we went to the beach in Miami Beach, and you took off your clothes and had that friggin', not even a thong. I'm sorry to say this in front of your lovely daughter and your wife. And
Brazilian thong. I was looking for a
picture to hold up like this, but you had that damn, because look, your dad has, he's so works out, he's got a nice body. But he takes off his shorts. We're on the beach, and he's wearing this little thing that covers his front, and it's a G-string up his butt crack. And I was just like, oh. I'm like, David. He goes, what? I look good. And I go, yeah, nice talking to you. And I moved about 50 feet down the beach.
Oh man, I don't know what came over me then, but that was pretty funny.
There's a picture
that was good stuff. Oh, I got it on my phone. If I could pull it up, I would.
Well,
so we're playing paddleball. What?
Sorry. I was gonna ask you, how long have you and the lovely Rhonda been married? 23, 24 years?
Oh no. 31. 31?
God.
Yeah, 31, I think.
Or 32. 32, I think.
Right. You know what? David, it's friggin' crazy how fast time flies, isn't it?
Yeah, because every day, you know, you think, okay, and then another one goes. Mm-hmm. Goes by pretty quick, for sure.
And then this happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's back to the show. Tell us what's going on.
Take yours off.
No.
Is Rhonda still flying with Delta?
Yes.
Yeah.
Supposedly, she's only giving us 4 more years, and that's...
That's 36 years she's been with Delta.
Well, kudos to your beautiful wife and your lovely mom, because now the what flight attendants have to go through and up with, you know, and they're professional people, and it's a chore. You know, they're responsible for so much, and the passengers need to know what's happening, you know, and, you know, each and every one, they take it so seriously and they care, you know, what they do, but that's a very long time, and, you know, kudos.
Oh yeah. I mean, she's telling some crazy stories. You definitely get all types of people when you're in that position, in that line of work.
Well, what do we? Your mom might appreciate this. Is I flew Value Jet, which is now the fun. Remember Value Jet, David? They flew out of Miami, and I'm not even going to tell the story, but it had to do with this very large man. Before we even took off, this very large man came out of the bathroom, and as he pushed his way, you know, with his girth through the aisle, you know, he was like, boom, 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 boom. And then suddenly this waif, and for the other, we were like,
oh no.
And this very short, very effeminate young man with this, the biggest can of air freshener I've ever seen. He comes walking down the aisle of the jet going,
oh my God, right behind you.
Anyways,
that's crazy. I've never seen anything like that.
Well, it was just one of those light stories, but at any rate.
That's so dirty.
Well, it was really hilarious, dirty. Man.
Yeah. Was he coming out of the toilet or he just shit himself right there in the aisle?
The gentleman that was extremely large, like huge. You know, I'm sitting there and I heard the door go click, click. And, you know, I'm looking at my magazine and all of a sudden this very large person is pushing away up the aisle. And I was like, oh, you know, hello. I hope you didn't have to pay for two seats or whatever's going on. And then as wherever he went, because, you know, I'm back in the tail. And where we went, and all of a sudden, there's a fella across the next aisle, and a woman up the next seat, and we were all like, dee, dee, dee.
Oh God!
Because the gentleman, God. Obviously, whatever he had done. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, watching the Bob Dean Show. Yeah,
followed him.
It was nasty, dude. It was nasty, and so we're sitting there going, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this hero flight attendant,
so bad,
a young man with a giant, the biggest can of air freshener I've ever seen. He goes, he's like, I'm here, y'all, and he holds his nose and he goes, it was hilarious.
Bless him.
Okay, yeah, that had to be the funniest thing ever. I'm sure the whole plane started just cracking, but then he must have felt like a total.
Well, that's what my question was. Like, when you smell that bad, do you realize you smell that bad? Because I feel like you would.
No, because he's probably used to it. And he thinks, okay, nobody's going to pick that up.
I'm so sorry I brought this up, y'all, but it was just horrible. Horrible.
That sounds horrible.
Well, no, thank you for listening. So tell us what's going on with your sister and brother, Ray.
Oh, Luke's crushing it, man. We just got to see him in Hawaii, 2 weeks ago, Dad?
Yeah, it's going on. It's going a week. Yeah, a little bit over a week and a half ago.
Yeah, it's crazy seeing him like actually turn into this little prodigy. Well, not little. He's taller than me now, which is fucking crazy. But it is crazy seeing him actually become this well-known golfer.
It's, a man.
He's getting recognized. I went out with him when I was with him in Georgia. Kids came up to him and recognized him. Like, I felt like I was with a celebrity. Not someone that I used to fucking change their diaper. It's crazy.
He's a gifted, talented young golfer.
Yeah. What is he, 20? Almost 21?
Crazy. He's 20. November, he'll be 21.
Well, are you there? Are you in Panama City now, or are you still there, or you just got home, David?
We just got home last night about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Had to fly, flew from there to Atlanta to connect and then fly on in. But it's better than driving. Everybody's wondering, why didn't you drive? Because it's 10 hours. Miserable driving, especially when you're coming back to Atlanta.
Dad, I feel like those are unnecessary details.
Rhonda's post that I follow on Facebook.
What?
Rhonda's post. Sorry.
No, you just gave so many details to how you got home. It's fine. It's
right. Oh, and then we shut the door. We walked in.
Just, we're not, okay. We're not interrogating you.
That's what people do, Ray.
It's like, how did we get it? So I checked the flights, but I just...
Well, I keep up, as I was saying, is that I follow Rhonda's posts on social media, and she's so proud of her kids and what they're doing. And, you know, she doesn't go on and on, blah, 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 but she gives us the highlights of what her children are doing. Yeah, she doesn't mention much about you, David, but she does mention how great her kids are doing and what they're doing, and it's lovely.
Yeah, she's good at the old posting. It's like a cool scrapbook to look at. She's good.
Yeah. the iPhone makes it easy, I guess.
I have my friggin' look. I got my first friggin' four. What is it? iPhone 14.
Dude, I was gonna say.
Dan and Margaret, you know Elvis on there.
Right? Wow, look at that.
From Viva Las Vegas.
I don't like iPhones.
I hate it. I want to take a sledgehammer and crush it.
Oh, so you don't like it? I know. I have Android. It's the best.
No, I know.
I had an Android, Dave, for years. I got this because I'm a comedian and an actor, ladies and gentlemen, which means I am a bartender, proudly still. I have a great representation of Christina Scott, CA Talent in Beverly Hills, and she's because since COVID, as you know, Ray, auditions, they don't, you know, you don't go to an audition house where, you know, somebody professionally says, let's try it this way, let's try it that way. They send you a breakdown that says, hello, we want you to perform an EcoCast, which is great for the environment and cuts down on traffic. And they give you this ridiculous thing that you have to do. Like, okay, example, I got this one the other day, an audition where you have to film it yourself. That's the whole point about the iPhone and why I hate it, ladies and gentlemen, is that it says, the breakdown says, okay, you are a 67-year-old white man who is racist, but you want to be humorous, but not over the top. Pretend that you are in a social situation. I swear, ladies and gentlemen, this is true. Pretend that you're in a social situation with your children and the people across the street, but then your boss, all this, I was going to make a gesture. It's crapola. And you're supposed to do this on your iPhone at home. Yeah. And thus.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why I have an iPhone. And why does this thing want to know where I am going, what I am doing, how my bowel movements are? And it can't just.
A lot. No, I agree. The iPhones, there's some creepy things, you know, like. Also, I don't know. I feel like the ads on my phone, like I won't even text something and I'll get specific ads that I talked about with someone. It freaks me out.
That's like
that. Happens to Android like too.
Okay, so happens we're, all to Android. We're all tracked. We're all tracked here. Okay.
Somehow, some way. It is weird how that works out.
It's so weird. I'll be talking about something. Sometimes I think I'm just fucking thinking about something and it pops up.
You know what? And the thing about that that's really sad is that I'm going to be gone when you and your family finally realize what's happening. I mean, you and your children. Yeah, you'd be. I work with people that don't even know who Madonna is, let alone this girl. I laughed the other day, and this girl goes, "Ew, your face moved." And I was like, "Because of my turkey neck." I was like, "Ha!" She goes, "Ew, your face moved." And I was like, "This is your future.
This is your future.
This is your
future. You mean they don't know who Madonna is? Nobody knows who Madonna is.
They don't know who Madonna is. They don't know.
I know, but you wouldn't know her. You wouldn't know her today either.
Oh my God!
Bless her
heart. Bless her heart. She's a mess.
She looks like an alien.
She does,
for sure.
That poor guy that was dragging her. I saw this on the news. That guy that was dragging her down the runway in the chair.
What?
There was something that was on, like the day before yesterday or whatever. She was at some fashion show or whatever, and it was some big dance scene or whatever. And this guy, a dancer, was pulling it. She was sitting in like an office chair, you know, the kind of leans back, and he's dragging her down the runway, and she's singing, you know, la, la, but he tripped. The chair fell over, and Madonna rolled off.
She rolled off the thing.
And my first thought was, man, that guy's dead.
Oh my God!
You can't be the guy.
Is that on YouTube? Is that on YouTube?
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure.
Along with the Bob Dean Show.
Yay!
Madonna.
Wow. Yeah, you can't drop Madonna. I don't. Yeah, I'd move countries. That's you can't do that.
But yeah, she's scary looking now. Bless her heart.
How old is Madonna?
The same as she's like got 1 year on me.
Never noticed you never.
Yeah, she's somewhere around there. It's all that hard living that she did, I guess, you know.
Uh huh. Well, Dennis just said, "Have you ever noticed how she looks just like Hillary Clinton?" Oh, you know what? Have you seen that woman?
I haven't seen a photo of her in a long time.
That is a she is an ugly woman. Hillary Clinton.
And you know what?
Go down
here in Beverly Hills, still being a bartender, yes. I'm an actor and comedian, which means I'm a bartender. She's a bitch, socially. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's conjecture on my part. You know, in the media, you can say that. You could go, oh, it's what is it, creative license, you know. You know who else is a bitch? Diana Ross and Ginger from Gilligan's Island. Tina Louise.
Oh, no. Not Ginger.
She's very unpleasant. She's an unpleasant woman. And you know who is a mess?
Ginger is an unpleasant woman?
She was an unpleasant woman. She might be dead. I don't know. Because, you know, I'm just...
Dude, I know the biography on all of them. I honed into one of those... it was on YouTube. And if you could find out about the comedians that you used to watch, I know their whole biography, all of them. The doctor, Mr. and Mrs. Howe. I know all of them and how they all struggled their whole life to try to get a part. I mean, it was insane what they went through to get a part. And then when they got a part, then they would fail or something, but they wouldn't give up. It was amazing. I mean, so many different shows that we watched growing up. If you want to check them out, it was pretty wild what they went through to become.
You're right, Mike. But in Tina Louise, who I just, you know, did not give kudos to, but she was a beautiful, she was a singer. She had these sultry albums. She was whatever it was, but she had this lovely album. Her voice was
that's marvelous. At a truck stop. Tell him that's at a truck stop. That's a lot.
What now?
Truck stops. That's where lot lizards are.
Yeah, I've heard about lot lizards. Oh God.
Now, young ladies from the South should not know what a lot lizard is, but what it is, it's a friggin' frost. That's one thing of all these years attending Bar Clinton is that at this point I could clock when they walk through the door a hooker, a narc. Or somebody that's going to want something for free. I'm going to drink out the drink and we're going to go, I don't want that. You know, I can't taste any alcohol in this. There's no point to that except the lounge lizard is something that I've never had an encounter with before. But
a lot lizard, you know, they're just looking for the truck drivers. You know, the truck drivers are lonely and they get yeah, whatever. Okay, you know what? I do miss bartending a little bit because I miss that, you know, that where I could deal with so many people at the same time. I just love that atmosphere where people would order drinks like 15 at a time and just making them really stylish, like without breaking glass and stuff. It was best time ever. And being able to talk to everybody, it's amazing to be behind the bar.
And I know, Rachel, I'm sorry that your dad and her mom. But seriously, dude, now it's all about, Dave, it's all about mixology and these drinks that they have no idea what it's like to be in a club like Rick's. And there's nobody used a friggin' Visa check card was the downfall of the fun in a nightclub, you know? Because, yeah, you are exactly right. The music's humping, you know, ABBA's playing or whatever. But we are mixing and shaking, and there's 10 lined up, and, you know, and it's, oh, my God. That's why I'm sucked into it. I love
it. It could be a 30 or 40 chair bar and be 10 deep behind each chair, hollering out orders. Loved it. Mm-hmm.
And we got them all. Boom, 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 boom. I was telling somebody at Rick's, because yeah, I didn't work at the same time you did. You opened Rick's, ladies and gentlemen, was at the height of the movie Scarface was entirely accurate. We made probably what?
Michael Jackson, the Thriller. Michael Jackson, the Thriller. It aired there.
Yeah, I mean, this place was packed. It was elbow to elbow, and all these guys were like, you know, ugly and short in these bad suits, and they had lovely, beautiful women, and they had wads of money like this. And we were just humping and humping, and it was a point to the story. Rick's, because you got me the job there. Thank you very much. Oh, that's where the guy jumped through the roof. You didn't work there at that point. This Friday afternoon, it was a happy hour. It was right before, you know, like you know how one guy came on at 6 and the other three came on at 9? And I'm pouring happy hour drinks and I hear this boom. And the roof exploded. The ceiling exploded. This guy had jumped from the hotel and came through. Oh, it was tragic. His legs.
I wasn't there.
I know you weren't. I wasn't. It happened after you. Oh. Yeah. I know, ladies and gentlemen, watching the Bob Dean Show. Yay.
I remember being there and it was snowing. It snowed there. You could see it come through the see-through globe, right? The see-through glass?
In the glass ceiling, yeah.
Wait, so why did the guy jump through the glass ceiling?
He was, what happened was, was a doctor who had found out that his wife was not faithful. He checked into the hotel. It was a beautiful, modern, beautiful hotel at that
back then.
And he got witnesses. He checked in, went up to his room, opened the window, and jumped. Some kids saw him, you know, from the pool. And I think he was aiming for the huge glass roof that you were just mentioning. He missed it by a foot. And he came through. And first he hit the, you know, like the tar roof, you know. I have to watch the time. Oh, we're getting ready to wrap this up quick in a minute. He hit the tar roof and there was like this boom. And I was telling one of my long-winded, unclimactic jokes, as I do daily. And there was like this boom. And Ilona, this cocktail waiter, she had a tray of drinks, you know, and stopped and looked. And she looked at the roof like this, to the ceiling. And she took a few more steps. I turned around and there was a second boom. And all the, you know, the corrugated fiber, you know, panels went shh. And the, you know, the people that were sitting around the bar at that point, it was very crowded. They all come running in a circle. And that's when I was young and limber. And I ran over to that corner well and I grabbed the glass rack and I jumped up onto the bar and I stuck my head into the hole because I thought somebody had thrown a piece of furniture out of the window. It was this red fabric. And there was this poor guy. And his legs were crisscrossed like this. And this, he was wearing a toupee. His hair was stuck like this. His eyes were
crisscrossed. Oh, my gosh.
And I leaned down like this. And then that's when his legs came down. And they were like, and everybody ran screaming. And that's the first time I ever drank tequila, Glenn. Because I knew 1800 Cuervo was strong. And all of a sudden, the room's empty. And these legs are going, and I went over to the Cuervo Junior.
My God.
Look.
That's crazy.
It was horrible. And then I went back to where all the, remember how the cocktail, ladies and gentlemen, back then, the cocktail waitresses, could we call them that now without offending anybody? They wore stiletto heels, fishnet hose with these little silk panties and then a tuxedo shirt with a bow tie, didn't they, Dave? And they worked their butts off and they had 1,500 drinks in their head. But I went back to the back, and they're all back there blowing up those helium balloons for the parties. You know? And I'm like, this guy just jumped in the roof. And they're like, screw you, Bob Dean. And I'm like, no, really. And here's Susan Neal, her little high heels. She goes, click, 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 click. And they hear, click, 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 click. She goes, oh, my God, there's some guy hanging through the roof. I was like, I told you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I think we have more. It's about time to wrap up. Here we go on the Bob Dean Show. Yay. Right. Traveling to every different direction. Ray, I love you. David Clanton, my pal. We're going to have you guys on again, please.
We'd love to.
My best to your lovely
wife. That was fun. Yeah, for sure.
And I just miss you. I miss you, pal. You're obnoxious as hell. And so am I. And that's people.
That's why it works so good. There's so many more stories. There's so many stories, Bobby. But maybe the next show.
The thing about it is that there, people want to hear them. They do, David. They want to hear them. And Rachel's like,
I know. I want to hear them. Because, geez, we grew up together. We experienced so much.
Being in your 20s, it's like, you know, I'm in my 20s right now, so it's like these are prime years that you remember, you know, and you guys, like, your relationship is really cool to hear about it and hear the stories from both of you. So I would love to get back on.
We knocked on doors. We knocked on doors, but we always had our composure. We were dressed in our polo shirts and our khaki shorts, etc. We never looked like, but we literally. And your dad was. He was like, we had these Burger King coupons. And we get two Whoppers, and we each have a Whopper. And, you know, your dad was the one that he's like, put these pennies in the jar. And that's what we did. That's how we ended up with that great apartment. Y'all kids today have no idea what it was like.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Do you remember when we saved you and I both? Okay. I remember when I saved my first $1,000 and you did too. And we're like, oh my God, I got $1,000.
Oh, wait. Remember the first we were
in my, living, and we it was in a shoebox. Harley
Sunrise. We were staying at the Harley Sunrise in Fort Lauderdale, right on the beach. And we were walking out of the back of the hotel. And there's two drunk chicks in the custom van. They were like, we're crossing the street, go to some bar. And it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you hear this. And they rip the whole roof off the van, remember? And these two drunk chicks get out. And they're like, well, they just walk away.
What was that on the strip?
That was remember we stayed at the Harley Sunrise. That hotel with Spats put us up. And these people don't want to hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning into the Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
Yay. I love you.
David, that was
love
fun.
You. Love you. Abby, love you. Luke, love you. Dennis, love you. And that's it for today. We're going to come back soon. I hope you all have enjoyed our stroll down memory lane.
There's many more great stories.
We'll touch on them, but next time it'll just be Rachel. I mean, thank you guys for watching. Bye. We'll see you in a couple weeks. God bless.
Hey, God bless. Bye. Bye. Love you.
You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.